Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of chill in a chaotic world. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate the craziness and find that sweet spot of peace and productivity. Today, we're diving into something super relatable, simplifying your life through decluttering. Ever feel like your mind is a jumbled mess of to-do lists, unanswered emails, and half-remembered dreams? You know, that feeling when you're trying to focus, but your brain feels like it's running a marathon just staying in the race? Well, guess what? It's not just you. We live in a world obsessed with more. More stuff, more tasks, more information overload. But here's the truth. Sometimes, less is truly more. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you declutter your life and find some mental clarity. First up, understand why this matters. Decluttering isn't just about getting rid of stuff, it's about reclaiming your space, your energy, and ultimately, your peace of mind. Think of it like this. Clutter is a visual representation of mental chaos. When your surroundings are organized, your thoughts tend to follow suit. It's amazing how much clearer your head feels when you walk into a clean, uncluttered room. Second, start small. Don't try to tackle everything at once. That's a recipe for overwhelm. Choose one area, like a drawer or a shelf, and focus on decluttering that first. You'll be amazed how much progress you can make when you break it down into manageable chunks. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a clutter-free life. Third, ask yourself the tough questions. When you're looking at an item, ask yourself, do I use this regularly? Does it bring me joy? Is it serving a purpose in my life? If the answer to these questions is no, then it's probably time to let go. Don't get sentimental. Be realistic about what you truly need and use. Think of Marie Kondo's spark joy method. If something doesn't spark joy, thank it for its service and move on. Fourth, don't be afraid to donate or sell things. There are tons of people out there who would love your gently used items. It's a win-win situation. You declutter your space and someone else gets something they need. Plus, selling unwanted items can give you some extra cash to put towards something new, maybe even a plant for your newly decluttered space. Finally, make it a habit. Once you've decluttered, the key is to maintain that order. Set aside a few minutes each day or week to tidy up and put things back in their place. This will prevent clutter from creeping back in and keep your space feeling calm and inviting. Remember, decluttering isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing journey. Think about the last time you were trying to find something important, a key, a phone charger, or even just that specific book you wanted to read. You probably felt frustrated, stressed, and maybe even a little bit lost in the chaos. That's what I mean when I say clutter can steal your focus and energy. Imagine this. You walk into your bedroom after a long day, and instead of being greeted by a mountain of clothes and papers, you see a peaceful haven, a tidy space with a clear path, inviting you to relax and unwind. That's the power of decluttering. It can transform not just your physical space, but also your mental state. Remember, simplifying your life doesn't mean becoming a minimalist or living in a stark white box, although that might appeal to some. It's about creating a space that reflects your values and supports your well-being. So, take these key takeaways and start small. Declutter one drawer, one shelf, one corner at a time. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes in your overall sense of calm and clarity. Ready to tap out of the chaos? Share this episode with someone who could use a little mental decluttering. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Let's spread the love and create a more peaceful world, one decluttered space at a time. See you tomorrow for another dose of Tap Out of Overstimulation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.